Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now,
Curtis has determined, based on a couple social media posts, that Bill Belichick hated Tom Brady.
Do you think Bill Belichick is rooting for Tom Brady to succeed with the Bucs?
Probably not. So, do you think Tom Brady is rooting for Bill Belichick?
Hell no.
In unity is the path forward.
You think if Giselle Bündchen had posted something negative about Bill Belichick, we'd be saying, oh, it's just a girlfriend or wife.
About it.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
tomorrow. Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host,
Greg, the host.
Journalism standard, Greg Hill.
Scientists have determined how dinosaurs had sex, in case you were wondering.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And they found out that dinosaurs had long, bendy penises.
I have one of those too, Danielle.
So the guy like that in college.
It bends to the right.
Woo!
Yeah, I was just going to say, can't we call Glenn and Dale to find out how they do it?
Ooh.
Featuring the very inappropriate Danielle Murr.
Sorry, my power cord pulled out of my unit.
Well, she'll be back.
Not
when
the
this...
one you're thinking.
Don't
of.
You have batteries in that thing?
I do, but it's like if the battery runs down fairly quickly on this, so I must have.
No, you don't have a wireless one.
I must have jerked it to the side.
Hello.
Joined by
they jello for us.
Wiggy.
President Biden, of course, sworn in yesterday during the inauguration, and he did so on the big Bible.
Has he been around so long that there's stuff in there that they removed from the version of the Bible over the last 100
years? Yeah, Biden got
years?
His autograph by Jesus.
Thou shalt not smell him.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England. Ken. And Curtis.
Curtis, I don't know what your fascination is with Tom Brady and why you want to, like, man-hug him really hard.
First of all, I don't think it's weird that anybody in New England wants to man-hug Tom Brady.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
Are you saying cucumbers?
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Thanks a lot, poop emoji head.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Hello.
Wiggy.
Yeah,
morning.
Baby.
How you doing, Wiggs?
What is up,
Danielle?
Reagan,
how are you?
What's up, buddy? I'm great. If I were any better, I'd be twins.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that we could deal with that when it comes to the grammatical corrections.
Oh, no, forget about it.
If everything that you did, if Nancy Know-It-All was times two on the show,
oh,
I don't
my God, I would want to eat a bullet.
Yeah, no thank you.
Wait,
jeez.
No,
602.
I mean, if I had to deal with two of you, Danielle, yes, I'd want to eat a bullet.
Wait,
same, brother, same.
Which would be worse, two of Danielle or two of Curtis the ass?
Ooh, wow. I'm gonna have to go with two of Curtis. I'd want to eat two bullets then.
All right.
Hi.
Well, welcome to your show. God. If you would like to participate in it, you can call 617-779-7937. Or you could text at any time this morning on the text line, which is 37937. We could get the formalities out of the way when it comes to how you can consume this program. Of course, you can listen on any of the radio signals that we have for you all across New England, or you can stream it wherever you are at weei.com or on the radio.com app. And if you have yet to download the radio.com app, it is a relatively simple process. In fact, you can text the letters APP right now to the text line, which is 37937, and we'll send you a link. You can download the app that way, or you could just Google it and download the radio.com app and favorite WEEI, and you can take us wherever you go. And if you would like to consume the program in a visual manner, then you can do that at weei.com/watch or on Twitch. And just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I believe is the way in which you do that.
Come chat with us.
Coming up at 6:45, we will get to the dumbest of the day. And then, because I have a surplus of WEEI pens around this place, I have instituted a new concept, which is the WEEI pen game of the day.
Yes.
And we will play that at 7:20. And I want to give Chris Curtis credit for creating today's WEEI pen game of the day. So
we'll wait for it to be actually concluded.
You will get no credit after this one. This one. I hope you didn't put a lot of effort into this one. But we will we'll do that at 7:20 on this morning show.
This is The Leap.
I fear that without a hook, you may have stumped me again.
Yeah. There's a little vocals coming here. Maybe you'll get this. Maybe.
Wait for you.
Nice job.
Wow.
Very nice.
Impressive.
Nice.
How about that?
That is impressive. You're like the Bruins. You came alive in the third there.
Big comeback. I was down a couple goals, and then I came back.
Hey, it off.
Honestly, that's a big win. We'll talk about it during trending, but that's a big win for the
Huge
Bees
win.
Last night.
I was thinking just going into the third. This is not my lead, but this is the season on the line in some ways.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, to beat that team and to
But do you really call that a win?
Yes, I do.
A shootout?
It was a non-loss, Wiggy.
Okay, all right, there you go. That's better.
We'll talk about it. We'll get to your lead.
Okay. And by the way, almost Hillman and Jinx with Corrali. But anyway, what a great day yesterday. We had a national pandemic response from the federal government. I was bathing in it all day. 10 executive orders to stop COVID. Uh-huh. This says it all. Curtis mumbles in the hallway before going on the air. Ken's doing a lead about the mask policy. No, you dummy. It has nothing to do with the masks. This is a national emergency plan. FEMA involved. Defense Production Act. Help for schools, vaccine clarity for the states so they know more than 2 days in advance how much vaccine's coming so they can get people in their states ready to go. Plus, Fauci liberated and regular science briefings. This has been missing for 11 months.
Right.
Thank God.
Isn't it crazy that the virus has plateaued all of a sudden?
Well, I assume, most likely, is it Monday when we have no deaths in the country? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I mean, we seem to be heading toward it rather quickly. Okay, kind of interesting.
Yep. Good.
100
good.
Million vaccines in 100
days. On Sunday, Joe Biden rises.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. So yesterday for you was the day of all days. We're finally going to get over the hump when it comes to stopping the deadly spread of this virus.
Just basic logic, stuff we should have done a year ago. Okay, it's unbelievable.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Ken. Curtis?
Well, speaking of basic logic and dummies, if you are not rooting for Tom Brady Sunday at 3 to go to his 10th Super Bowl, you are not a Boston sports fan.
I agree.
You got a hand in your card, rip away the Crunch and Munch box from behind you, and say that you are a fraud, as Wiggy would like to say. Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. We're having to suffer another week of idiot national pundits actually saying that Rodgers and Brady is a competition for who the GOAT is. Rodgers has been to one Super Bowl in his illustrious career on that crap franchise, the Green Bay Packers. And Tom Brady brought the kings of futility, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to the Super Bowl, and it was one win away from bringing them to the Super Bowl. And if you are watching that game on Sunday, rooting for him to fail, then you are not a Boston sports
fan. I agree. No. For me, the bitterness, the sour taste is over. I wish the man only success, and I cannot wait until we get to football on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, listen, I'm at this point now where it's like, you know what, I guess I got to enjoy my mother and her new boyfriend having fun in the Bahamas.
He's not a bad guy.
You know what, I'm on board. I want to see him go to 10 if that's what it's going to take.
All right, Curtis, thank you, Wiggy.
All right, you guys laughed and mocked me yesterday, which, you know, hurts my heart because I feel like every day I'm the butt of the joke. But
oh, wait a minute. The butt of the joke.
The butt of the joke.
Oh, the butt.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, the butt. Okay.
So, but I did some I did some thinking last night after watching the Bruins game and kind of, you know, listening to the media talk about the Celtics, and I came up with this, that I said it yesterday, that the Patriots are going to be the team that is closest to winning a championship. And the reason why I said it, because A, they have the best coach and the most maniacal coach when it comes to winning championship games.
Okay.
They have tons of cash so they can get players here. And they also have the easiest road in all of the sports, because in hockey and basketball and baseball, you have 7-game series. So things are very difficult. All it takes is look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wild card, you win 3 games, you're in. So when you look at who is the closest to winning a championship here, it is your New England Patriots.
All right. Out of all four teams, all four of your beloved local franchises, Wiggy says the Patriots are the closest to a championship. With a straight face.
All right.
Danielle, what do you got for a lead?
Is it irony or coincidence when the people who gentrified a neighborhood complained about further gentrification, asking for the people in Brooklyn? The hipsters are pissed off. Now, if you know anything about Brooklyn, you know a lot of hipsters have moved in over the last decade or two, really changing the face of what Brooklyn looked like. And in fact, if there were any day I wish Nick were here, he could give us a little perspective, because I don't know if you know this. He did live in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Flatbush.
He did. So people who are in the Williamsburg neighborhood in Brooklyn and surrounding areas are upset because all these luxury high-rise developers are coming in, building buildings, and they're effectively pricing them out. These people are like, what the hell? We came in and made this place nice. Now we can't afford to live here. What the hell's going on?
Sounds like Southie, right. Curtis.
Yes. So the, exactly.
So the yuppies are mad at, what are they calling these new people that are coming?
Super yuppies.
Super yuppies.
It's really hipsters and yuppies.
Super yuppies.
Yeah, that's super irony, yuppie. Danielle. I believe that's irony, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Well, now that Governor Eeyore Killjoy has announced that the state can reopen, one must ask the question, what has occurred in the last couple of days that made that miracle possible, Curtis? This is what Ebenezer Economy Killer had to say yesterday during a press conference at Gillette Stadium.
Vaccines are reaching residents. Positive case rates and hospitalizations have stabilized. Those trends are moving in the right direction. As a result, we believe it's okay and it's time to start a gradual easing of some of the restrictions we put in place in the fall. Effective Monday, January 25th at 5 a.m., the early closure business order and the stay-at-home advisory will be lifted. These are the restrictions we put in place in early November that required many businesses, such as restaurants, health clubs, movie theaters, and others, to close at 9:30 p.m. and the corresponding health advisory that went with it.
Wow.
So now we're back to our 2 a.m.?
To be exact, early November, when those restrictions were put in place, was November 2nd.
Yeah.
The day before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And would you care to examine the data, Ken, the science from November 2nd as it compares to today?
Sure.
Are you interested in that?
Very interesting.
When the governor instituted the curfew on November 2nd, the day before the election, the state had a 7-day average of 1,218 cases. As of Tuesday, a couple days ago, that 7-day average was 3,017 cases. On November 2nd, when he instituted the curfew, the 7-day average for hospitalizations was 432. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, just a few days ago, it was 2,209.
Wow. It's pretty stable.
Wait a minute.
So can you explain
Hold
to
on.
Me
has anything significant happened between November 2nd, when he locked and shut everything down, mm-hmm. and yesterday?
Yeah, the cases went up.
To quote Michael Scott at Jan's termination hearing, the timing was nothing short of predominant.
It's like all these cities are opening up all of a sudden.
Very convenient.
I'm proud of you for using data. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I actually do a little research. You ought to try it sometime. I don't listen to what Fauci says and then start marching.
Tan everywhere. Right.
That's because Chief Cheeto is gone. Chief Cheeto's gone, and now we're all back to normal.
By the way, can we not go blow past how Fred's name. Charlie sounds? He sounds catatonic.
And not to quibble, I thought we rolled back in December on phase three.
November 2nd. Nice try.
No, it says effective December
13th. I looked it up yesterday.
Not to quibble.
But I'm looking at it now. December 13th, communities will roll back to phase three.
November 2nd. Go to the MassGov website. Do you want me to come in there and help you on the computer?
What do we roll back to November 2nd?
November 2nd.
Just find the vaccine website.
Oh, my God. I'll come in there during the break and share that with you. Okay. Also, with regard to your lead, Ken, and the mask mandate from the president.
It was not about that, but go ahead.
Interesting question was asked during the briefing yesterday at the White House. We'll get to that after we get to trending. Is that all right with you?
Totally fine.
I'm sure you were paying attention during the White House briefing yesterday when a question was asked.
Oh, I like the end.
Okay, all right. there we have the leads this morning, and here is Ken to tell you what is trending.
Mike Lombardi joins OMF today at 4. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, sports, NFL Conference Championship Sunday, 2 days away. We will have both games on our flagship 93.7 FM in Boston, brought to you by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. Tom Brady and the Bucs at Rodgers and the Pack, 3:05 kickoff on Fox. Green Bay favored by 3.5. Will Curtis...
Three.
I just checked this morning, it was 3.5.
Right, whatever.
Fine.
Was that 3 at November or 3.5 in December?
Is Curtis going to put yuppie money, super yuppie money down on his boy Brady?
That's a COVID variant.
Of course he is. You know, I mean, 3 is a pick 'em. I mean, you get 3 for being a Lambo, right?
So, yeah.
Yep.
Although, how many fans are going to be there? 4,000 fans or something like that?
Yeah, it's spectacular.
And maybe some weather, maybe.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, Tom Brady, weather not a factor for Tom Brady, right?
No.
So that's eliminated.
Yeah,
he's played in the cold. He hates it. Wouldn't be caught dead in the cold again,
except
at Lambeau. So I can't wait for this game. I cannot wait. Wiggy, who, honest, pick it now and stand by it. Stand by it. Don't let your biases get in the way.
All right, I want to see Brady win. But
I know, but just pick
I think
game.
Green Bay is going to win.
You think it's Green Bay?
Yeah. Yep.
You think it's Green Bay, Ken?
God, if Rodgers doesn't win this, he choked it last year to the Niners. They should have won that game.
Yeah, you're right.
He's got to win.
The MVP of the game is not Tom Brady. It is Devin White, the best player on the field Sunday.
Ooh.
Bills of the Chiefs to linebacker. Follow, 6:40 p.m. Chiefs are 3-point favorites. Although Curtis will correct me on that. Gronk, by the way, saying basically this is the most talented team he's ever been a part of yesterday.
Wow, another shot at New England.
Another shot at New England.
That's true, though. He's not lying.
You think it is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when has he ever played with a receiver like Mike Evans?
They're stacked. That team is stacked.
Yeah.
Nice win for the Bruins, to say the least. Now 2-0 heading into the third last night at the Garden. 4 third-period goals, and they win in a shootout. 2-0 in shootouts. Tuca again in overtime. Outstanding. Getting them a point. And then, of course, pitches a shutout in the shootout. But obviously the goals were great, and Brandon Carlo getting the fourth to tie it up again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want.
Take
you
the lead,
want
I should
to,
say.
You want to see a comeback win against that team. That's a really good hockey team.
Yeah, but I'd like to see the win in regulation.
I know, baby steps. Take it easy.
I will give them credit. They did. There were a few times where they made the extra pass, and it was like, just shoot the puck.
Yeah.
But, I think Corrali said to his line mates, hey, when we get the puck, shoot it, because that line was really putting shots on
them. They absolutely were. So is it okay if Cam keeps his job through the weekend, according to you? Is that all right?
Yeah, he's good for this year.
All right.
Rematch of those teams tomorrow night at 7, and now the Celtics will rematch with Philly tonight, the Sixers, at 7:30. So the Boston-Philly rivalry is on, and it appears Josh McDaniels, speaking of Philly, will be staying in New England. The Eagles chose, what a slap in the face to McDaniels, 39-year-old punk Nick Sirianni, the Colts play caller, overstepping Josh.
So
5 years his senior.
Would you guess that the owners in general are still upset about what Josh McDaniels did when it came to the Colts?
No, I don't think so.
If I was an owner, that would give me pause. Wouldn't it give you? Wouldn't it, it would make me think long and hard about making that choice.
And the best part about this is the Philly Inquirer quoted a anonymous source who said that he's a good guy, fairly smart, but not super smart, which means he's a moron.
Same. I get called that by texters every single day. Every time I talk about COVID, I get the same response on the text line.
Yeah, and I think he's of, I want to say, like, Lithuanian descent. So he's a minority coach.
Okay.
And that's what's trending with Greg Hill.
That's not trending. What you said is what was trending.
I'm just keeping it real, man.
To the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
The days are cold and the cards all fold in the same.
Warren, President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times.
At the inaugural
memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know here, in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day, but I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
But as Joe Biden often talks about, it is not just important the example of power, but the power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention normally?
Well, Steve, I think the power of his example is also the message he sends by signing 25 executive orders, including almost half of them related to COVID. The requirements that we're all under every single day here to ensure we're sending that message to the public. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history. He was inaugurated as President of the United States. He was surrounded by his family. We take a number of precautions, but I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come.
Do as I say, not as I do, Ken, right? Is that the way it works? I mean, are we concerned about people in the White House who are not wearing masks? Because we were concerned about that for the last 10 months or so.
I agree. Bad look for Biden.
Okay.
Could you imagine CNN, if Trump was reelected, walking around the Lincoln Memorial without a mask? The cry on would be, Trump begins super spreader as second term begins.
Right. Not to mention Garth Brooks randomly hugging people without a mask on. I mean, that happened also.
I think we have bigger things to worry about.
Well, that was outside. But Biden was inside. There's no excuse.
And Jen Psaki from the hard streets of Greenwich, Connecticut.
P is silent.
She does have some White House experience.
All right. Well, Ken's lead this morning was that finally we have a president who has signed 10 executive orders that will immediately eliminate the virus.
No.
And that's why it appears to be okay to reopen the Commonwealth of Massachusetts starting on Monday. So that's good news.
By the way, you didn't show me the November 2nd. You just glossed over December 13th. You had your date wrong.
I will be happy to...
You want me to send you the piece I was just looking at?
Yeah, will you send it to him? You don't need to send it to me. I looked up the data yesterday.
You got to screenshot it and tweet it out.
yeah, I could do that. You didn't answer my question though. What has changed between November 2nd and yesterday that it is okay to open up the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
But see, this is where I think December 13th, they rolled back to phase three, step one, and that's what they're reinstituting phase three, step two.
The 9:30 curfew on restaurants was instituted. The curfew for all over Massachusetts, it wasn't just restaurants. It was a 10 p.m. You had to be in bed.
So that was the curfew was November 2nd?
It was on November 2nd.
But they're also undoing the rollback from December 13th.
But Ken, stop with your absolute nonsense and answer my question.
Well, no, but that's a factor.
What? Okay, I am talking about the curfew.
Yes.
Okay. When a giant purge siren went off and everybody had to be locked in their home and in their bed without a single other human being in their home on November 2nd, and when you looked at the cases, the seven-day rolling average on November 2nd, and it was 1,218 cases,
And then on Tuesday, a couple days ago, it was 3,017. Isn't that worse?
Yeah, but Boston, so. Boston is not going to undo these restrictions.
I don't care about Boston.
Well, you're giving Massachusetts stats, and Boston factors into it.
Massachusetts got wheels on it.
Massachusetts, do you realize that Eeyore Killjoy, Charlie Parker, is the governor of Massachusetts?
Yes, he's he's looking at numbers outside of Boston as having come down the slope. I don't know.
What do you guys think about pasta? Is he going to be back next week?
Back where?
Well, it depends. At least we know he can get out after 9:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he can go skate after 9:30.
Maybe I assume that Joe Biden has been given the vaccine already, so he probably he doesn't have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Well, it takes a month though for it to kick in.
Right. Joe Biden is operated by a remote control.
Her name is Kamala.
Yeah.
She got her vaccine too. So same day they got their vaccines. Was on social media. You saw a nice picture of it.
It was so awkward watching him sign all the executive orders yesterday. He had to get a new pen each time. He was kind of fumbling with it.
By the way, the pages appeared to be blank. Did you happen to notice
that?
Blank executive order. I want a close up, Ken.
I looked at it yesterday. They appeared to be blank.
It was all for the camera.
Those were actually IOUs.
All right,
they were IHOP menus.
Coming up this morning. The dumbest of the day at 6:45. And then I've instituted a new executive order on this show.
What's today's date? Hold on.
At the suggestion of Chris Curtis. And we will play the WEEI pen game of the day at 7:20 because we have a surplus of ink-filled, logoed WEEI pens that we must give away. So 7:20, your chance to play the WEEI pen game of the day. And then Danielle will get to the news at 7:30, and we will find out where Massachusetts ranks when it comes to the new list of the thirstiest states when it comes to ladies and I guess guys who have had a dry spell during pandemic. And so we'll find out when it comes to those who are coming out of this pandemic thirsty.
Oof.
We'll find out where Massachusetts ranks at 7:30. This is regular caller Principal Dave. I don't think we ever received a photo of angry Principal Dave. Did we? I don't think Jake will be able to. I don't think we did for the video stream. Hey, Dave.
Yes. Good morning.
How are
you?
What up?
What's up, Dave?
It's been a while. Yes, and I just don't know where to send the picture, Greg. So right. Somebody instructs me where to do that, I can do that.
Are you on Instagram? Probably not, right?
Yes, of course I am.
All right.
Yes,
just
I am.
At the end of this call, I'm going to put you on with Stanley Stiz Grimey.
Yo.
Rapper, producer, and he will facilitate this so we can have a photo of you. But,
okay.
All
right. Couple quick things. I was calling to bond with Curtis, and I will in a minute. But, Greg, Greg,
yeah.
This is exactly what you've been asking for months, but yet you want to turn it into a conspiracy theory, right? I mean, just enjoy it. He's extending the hours of restaurants and bowling alleys and movie theaters. This is what you wanted.
Okay. All right. So
why are you angry? Why are you angry, talk show host Greg, this morning about it?
Listen, I try to use the data because Ken told me to use the data. I try to look at the science, and I'm trying to understand why it's A-okay now. A couple days after the inauguration. That's the only question.
I agree. I agree. I'm going to give you, as a principal, I'll give you an A+. Great job with the data. Here's the reason I can, ask you to consider. Mm-hmm. So they were approaching, once you get into November, you're hitting holiday seasons, yep. right? So yep. maybe based on trends and things they anticipated, they wanted to slow it down then because, wanted to try to keep people from gathering through the holidays and then going to gatherings. So maybe that's what it was. But, governor probably caved to the political pressure as well, but whatnot. So
I am open I'm open to all possibilities this morning, Dave. I just offer the question so that maybe we all can think. That's all. And I'm delighted.
And I love that. I love the ability to reflect. Reflection is key. So let me just get to Curtis. Curtis, I have to, I tried calling last week, but, if it's past 7, I don't want to get on because you give me a hard time. I should be working.
Right.
So I wasn't able to get through, but I do want to agree with you 1,000% on the fact if New England Patriot fans are not rooting for Tom Brady, then you should turn in your New England Patriot fan ability, because this guy has brought us the greatest 20 years in sports history, and for us to not want to root for this guy to win another Super Bowl, to me, is selfish and ignorant. So I am with you, Curtis, 1,000%. I wish Tom Brady the best. I hope he wins. I know he's going to go into Lambeau and win. And then it's either going to be, going after Mahomes again like he did in AFC conference games and beating him, or just ripping the hopes and dreams of Bills fans. Of having a winning season. So
absolutely.
And Dave, kudos to you, my friend.
Thanks,
I'm
Dave.
With you 100%.
All right, that good. Is the first time in my life a principal has said something nice to me.
Pretty good. Well, if they play Buffalo, Tampa Bay is going to kill Buffalo, I think.
Not getting ahead of ourselves, but Tom Brady has to have a better game than he had last week, right?
No, not really.
No,
as long as the defense plays like
they played last week,
he could have a game like that. He was efficient. He didn't turn the football over.
Godwin hurt him last week. I mean, I know I'm a honk for Brady, but there were a couple touchdown passes.
I'm guessing Green Bay is not going to turn the ball over four times.
No,
on
you'd be lucky to get one turnover from Rodgers.
Yeah. So
great. Now Greg has to have an apple turnover for lunch.
Oh, not a fan of the apple turnovers.
No?
No.
What do you want, a cheese Danish?
I love a good cheese Danish.
Of course you do.
Holy cow.
Heated?
Clean up in cheese, the studio.
The cream cheese and fruit mixture, like the cream cheese and blueberry stuffed Danish. Oh, my Lord. Meanwhile, I'm stuck on peanut butter smoothies until I can drop a few pounds.
Did you take the hint when you finished all the Danishes on the trilogy and they didn't have any? Was that like...
Oh, there's catering here? Oh, I can't eat that.
By the way, you know what I'm going to do?
What? What are you going to do, Greg?
When this is over.
Yes.
And when is that?
May, maybe.
Okay.
Next week.
I'm going to have a When This Is Over cruise on the trilogy for the listeners of this program.
Wow. Nice.
Should be nice and warm out there.
I didn't know we had that many 18-year-old female listeners.
They were all over 21, you dodo.
That's what their IDs said. Anyway.
When This Is Over.
They all had those fake Pennsylvania licenses like I had.
It's going to be, you realize it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties all over again.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Biden remembers it well.
So that's what happened.
The bootlegers are going to be out and about.
Listen, after the last pandemic, we entered the Roaring Twenties, where people just went out and spread the super gonorrhea and partied like it was 1889. And then that led to the Great Depression. So hopefully that doesn't happen again.
A decade later. You'll be retired by then.
It wasn't quite a decade, but... it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties come May, June, July, whatever it is.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Now that we're going to get a million vaccines a day.
Yeah, and 100 days.
From the new guy.
Hey, isn't it nice of Bezos to help Biden distribute the vaccine?
Cool. Yes. Isn't that amazing, Ken?
Wow, it's amazing.
Yesterday, Amazon just woke up and decided that they could help distribute the vaccine.
Well, Trump was on the golf course. He was probably calling and couldn't get a hold of him.
Golf course.
Things have changed, man. It's all about the United States.
Okay.
We're unity.
Here's a great take from a texter.
Yes.
Doesn't what Gronk said yesterday prove that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time? And if you missed this earlier during trending, Gronk yesterday said that this team is the best team that he has ever played for.
I'll go to Karen Garesian.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, Karen. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Where are you, Boston? This is crazy. You're zooming in our press conferences. This is nuts.
Well, it's our only way to have contact with you, so we'll take it.
All right.
What time is it there?
I'm wondering, is this one of the most talented offensive groups you've played with in your career?
Oh, yeah. I would say it definitely ranks up there if it's not number one. I mean, I've been around a lot of great talented players, but I would say overall as a group, you know, just from position to position and how many guys we have at each position, I would say that, you know, this definitely ranks up there if it's not number one as for talent-wise as a whole. Yeah, definitely.
Apparently, Gronk very impressed with the concept of zooming in from anywhere.
Yeah,
in
the United States. Really impressed. I
mean, this is great.
First experience with that yesterday.
What's the weather like up there?
Busted. But, it's like she was in the North Pole or something.
But I think that texter is correct. If he's saying this is the best team that he's ever played for, what Bill Belichick was able to do with teams that were not at that level is massively impressive. Correct?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, you think about Bill Belichick's career and the way he's won Super Bowls and got this team to Super Bowls. And we talk about it all the time. There were some times where the defense was just horrible and they were still able to get to Super Bowls. So, yeah, but Rob's not lying. I mean, when you think about the talent just on paper, it's the best talent he's ever played with.
61-72 without Tom Brady.
Well, I think Tom Brady definitely helps out, Curtis. Not saying that, but, you know, you still got to factor Bill in there some way, somehow.
Belichick, one win without Tom Brady in the playoffs. Tom Brady, two.
Here is Steve. Morning, Steve.
That's exactly right, Curtis. Keep leading the charge. I don't mind if you pick up where I've been for 12 years. You get all the glory. It doesn't matter. And the next shoe to drop is how good is really Bill Belichick as a coach. But we'll leave that for another discussion. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they shouldn't even be close. Aaron Rodgers is more athletic. Aaron Rodgers is bigger, taller, faster, stronger. Can make every throw on the field at any time, any point in the season. What separates him from Brady is in the head, the drive, the leadership, the whole deal. And Aaron Rodgers is an underachiever. If you take everything I just said, how great he is. What did he get? One Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He's been out of the division playoffs. He's been out of the playoffs. Now, take the Bill Belichick effect. Let's say he didn't benefit like Brady did from being with Bill Belichick, 61-72, and there's some Belichick effect, and there is a Belichick effect. It's just not what we want to think it is. But let's say he was with Belichick. He might have had, maybe he advances another round here and there. He's not at what Brady is. And that's where you have to look at the intangibles, what you're reading now from these people in Tampa, like, wow, this guy's out of his mind. He's a leader. We're following him. He refuses to lose, all this stuff. Aaron Rodgers is the exact opposite. He's a petulant, selfish, not a good teammate, can't lift people up. He's like the basketball player who can't give assists. He just scores X amount of points a game and doesn't make anybody around him better. And that's, you couldn't get a better juxtaposition between these two guys this week. Okay. And you had it last week with the compiler, Drew Brees, compiled a bunch of numbers. Huge underachiever. And I'm going to give you the thing. Brady's worth 64% of the performance on the field. Belichick's worth about 15. So Brady's 15. Four times more important than Belichick.
Okay.
I won't bore you to tears. I'll
you already have.
Yep. Story
Steve,
down
thank
the road.
You.
Okay,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Too late.
All right.
I'm
not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, but to say that he doesn't make anybody around him better is pretty stupid.
I don't think we haven't heard often that he's a bad teammate.
He's just a different kind of guy.
Yeah, I think he's more like people look at him, you know, is just – I think the national view of him is he's just like this arrogant, a-hole type of dude.
He just gave $500,000 to the Barstool Fund, so how bad of a guy can he be?
See, I think that's different. I don't think he's a guy that's not giving in anything. I just think the perception...
No, you're just not giving in the bedroom when it comes to you-know-what.
No, he's not good in the rapper.
The perception
allegedly.
Of him.
He stinks in bed.
The perception of him, it's more about Aaron Rodgers than it is.
Giselle just tweeted that.
Rodgers!
Linda Holiday liked it.
I know.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
No, she didn't.
Who was that? Was that Olivia Wilde?
Munn.
Olivia Munn, who said he was not good in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because he only was traditional style, to use a phrase that was on the old program.
Or that means he's arrogant. He doesn't care about her satisfaction.
He wouldn't do the hard work, Danielle.
Danielle, and I think you're right about that, because when you look at Aaron Rodgers, the reason why I think people knock him is because it's more about Aaron Rodgers than it is about the team. He's kind of like arrogant, and that's the perception of him.
But do you think he's underachieved?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Based on his talent. What about based on the talent that he had there over the years?
He's had some good talent.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. He's had some talent.
We got to take a break. We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wiggy started a debate during the break, which I put on my Instagram story, about, as a Patriots fan, why you want KC to beat Buffalo so that there can be a dynasty, so that there can be dynasty talk. I think it's the exact opposite.
180 degrees from that.
Curtis, you said, and I think you're right this morning during your lead, that it's time, if you're a Patriots fan, it's time for you to be all in on Tom Brady and rooting for him to advance to the Super Bowl.
Because it's like he is still an extension of your dynasty. Because, I'm serious, because Brady, when he's done, is going to be viewed as a New England Patriot. He's going to be the greatest player in the history of professional sports. And you don't want Mahomes and the Chiefs to keep winning, because if they keep winning, that's not going to impact Brady. That's going to impact the dynasty, because there's going to be another dynasty in the running, because we all thought, myself included, that what the Patriots did would never be replicated.
I don't want Mahomes coming anywhere near dynastic proportions.
But conversation. Can Patrick Mahomes go down as the greatest quarterback of all time?
No,
can he
can't.
Overtake Brady?
No, he can't.
I'm not saying he can.
He can't.
But it's like the LeBron Jordan conversation.
But that's LeBron's never going to overtake Jordan.
But there are some people that believe he already has. So
right, there are dumb people in the world.
But these guys play basketball for a living. You're calling Kendrick Perkins dumb? Because Kendrick Perkins believes that LeBron is better. All I'm saying is I love that comment.
Kendrick Perkins believes LeBron is better?
Yeah.
Okay. What does Xavier McDaniel think?
Nobody, the X-Man. Nobody is ever going to do what Brady has done, much less what he might do if he's able to advance. And I think it's going to be difficult for them to beat Green Bay. I really do.
Did anybody ever think that nobody would do what Joe Montana did?
There were people. I was alive, but I was very young at the time. So I wasn't speculating about what Joe Montana would do when I was 2 years old.
Well, speaking of LeBron James.
2 years old in the 80s. Come on, Greg. You know you were older than that.
The best Brady stat that came out after the AFC divisional round, the NFC divisional game, that Tom Brady at the beginning of the season is more likely to reach a conference championship, 74% of his seasons, than LeBron James is to make a free throw, 73%.
Tommy, I love you, Tommy. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you so much.
Didn't Mrs. O.G. Hill ever tell you that records were meant to be broken, Gregory?
Yes, she did.
But why would you be rooting for another team to break those?
When she said that, she was referring to cinnamon buns.
By the way, you are taking it to Wiggy. First of all, yesterday you threw him under the bus with Corrali, saying that he's all over the
but
Wiggy's
I knew that
all over the offense.
Yeah, he was all over the offense.
Now you're taking like between break conversations and just bludgeoning it with him. We get back on the air.
I'm putting him on my Instagram.
But I like the fact that, you know, the conversation is better if can Mahomes, you know, eclipse Brady one day. I don't mind that conversation. And I'm not concerned about the dynasty, because if Mahomes is able to do that, man, you got to give the kid credit, because Brady, the bar that Brady has set is extremely difficult for anybody that ever plays this game in history.
No. I would love to see the Bills get to the Super Bowl.
I hate the Bills.
And then lose to Tom Brady again.
Oh, I hate the Bills.
That would be a who's your daddy moment right there. That I would love to see it for that entire miserable city. Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
You know, I just love the extreme inferiority complex of the New England fan base. If it's not the greatest, if it's not us,
Nobody else will win. Every free agent's going to come to New England. You people are just – and by the way, Steve, the regular guy there that coughs,
yeah.
You know, I get accused of being miserable. I give you exhibit A of misery, my friend. For the last 20 years, every time the Pats won an AFC title game, I could always count on Stevie calling some show and pissing all over the party. So kudos to Steve. Now, look, Hilldog, here's how you can just sum up the Patriot fan base. And you, as I've said several times, the leader of the diehards, okay? Oh, Tom's got to play better this week. Yeah, I guess. He only had 3 touchdowns last week, but because it wasn't, you know, pretty and, you know, over 200 yards and blah, 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 well, people think it's boring.
Derek, I'm going off the official stats from Linda Halliday. Which said yeah.
Who's Halliday?
Belichick's wife.
The newest expert.
You know how it's spelled, right?
Halliday.
What? Yeah, what? Derek, what?
So, I was going to say, she's the newest, you know, pundit and expert on NFL football.
Yeah.
Good old Lindy over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to go to her for the breakdown of the AFC and NFC title games this week, are we?
Yes.
And Hilldog, if I could get to Kenny before, you know, we break for the weekend.
But I have a question first, Derek. Why did you get a vaccine yesterday for a virus that doesn't exist?
Oh, snap.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why, and I've said it from day one. If people like you can't wrap your mind around it, I may think you and all you people that think like you are nuts and whack jobs. But I'll do, number one, what's best for the country. Number two, what's best for the kids I work for. And number three, what's best to keep my employment. And unlike you, I'm not a fraudulent essential worker. I'm on the front lines every day, 5 days, 6, 7 days a week.
I'm in here with 2 radioactive guys. What are you talking about?
I'm not wrong.
I'm telling you that my agency said, hey, we want everyone to get the vaccine. Instead of being some clown who's, I'm not going to wear a mask, you know what I do? I do what's best for business, Ken. That's why I got the vaccine.
You're a real American, Derek, and I love you for that.
Yeah.
Real American. All right, there he is. Derek, the Steelers fan.
I don't know why you'd want to see the Brady versus Buffalo. Just a conversation of
Wiggy, because you hate the Chiefs. You don't want them to be as good as the Patriots.
Yeah, but I hate Buffalo more than I hate the Chiefs.
But the Bills are a little brother. They're never going to be the Patriots.
But it's so interesting to see, you know, what Brady has accomplished in his career.
Right.
Is there another person that can even get close to it? So,
But why would someone who is rooting for the person who has the record want someone else to approach those records?
No, I think it makes it more entertaining for the sport.
Oh, I don't disagree for the sport, but right. I'm saying a Patriots fan.
And do I think Patrick Mahomes is going to break Brady's record? No,
never. But I think, no one will.
You think Cam Newton's better than Mahomes?
I leave Cam out of this, man. But I do look at, you know, does he have the ability and potential – and possibly, does he play for an organization that might put him in that position? Yeah, so I think that...
No, organizationally, there will never be one that is able to accomplish what this organization has accomplished over 20 years.
Because
Ipso facto.
Well, they said that about these Steelers.
Wait till I stop talking before you interject.
I didn't interject.
Curtis did.
But you can't say that when we've seen... They said that about the Pittsburgh Steelers, that there'll never be another dynasty or franchise like that. And the Patriots, they did that.
Four in 6 years.
They did. But they said that about the Green Bay Packers. So all of a sudden to say that now, do I think the feat of being able to do what the Patriots organization did and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick is extremely difficult to do? Yes, but I'm not going to say nobody can't do it. And when you look at Patrick Mahomes, this guy has the potential.
I don't want that, though. I don't want anybody to come close to what the Patriots have done. I don't want it to happen.
But if I thought...
So I am rooting for the Buffalo Bills. I never thought I would say that, but I am. All right, we're far behind. Candlebox rejoin when we come back.
All right.
And we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.